WTR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Good crossover that time by Wodacheski. Her 10-footer won't go. Bossert got the rebound, and she'll get it out here into the hands of Martina. Swing it left side to Heinz, into the corner to Fisher. Looking for the cutter. Now they get it to Bossert, and she'll get the short jumper.
Tonight, we head to Minden as the Whippets host the Wood River Eagles in a girls and boys doubleheader. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
They trap Kissinger, needs some help, lobs it to Trausch. Great catch, backdoor bounce pass, got it underneath the Bloom, laid it up and in. Bloom lays it up for a three-point lead. Minden up by three with a minute 18 to go.
The regular season is winding down with girls' sub-districts beginning next week. Tonight, both squads look to keep that winning momentum rolling into the postseason. It's the Eagles and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden for boys basketball between the Minden Whippets and the fine folks from Wood River. Doug Good with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls game went down to the wire, a two-point win by Minden, 30-28. We'll look at the boys starters right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First out for the Wood River Eagles, number 11, 5'9", senior Brock Baxter. Number 23, a 5'11", junior Ryan Powell. Number 24, a 5'11", junior Luke Wiseman. Number 30, a 6'1", senior Mitch Bossert. And number 31, a 6'3", junior Cooper Wissing. Head coach of the Eagles, Dave Baugh, assisted by Derek Lindsay and Robin Evans. The Eagles are 8-6. For Minden, number 3 is a 6'2", senior Max Anderson. Number 5, a 5'8", sophomore Carson Bloom. Number 11, a 6'2", senior Ryan Bergstrom. Number 34, a 5'10", sophomore Derek Kissinger. And number 54, 6'4", senior Pete Trausch. Head coach of the Whippets, Shannon Levin, assisted by Dale Bloom and Aaron Martin. They're 14-3, ranked 7th in C1. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark for a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Jeff Wolf puts the ball in the air along with Todd Brocious, the officiating crew, and Wood River will win the opening tip in the purple and white trim going from left to right, the home white and purple trim for the Minden Whippets from right to left. And it looks like a man-to-man to start things out defensively here for Minden, and Wood River will try and be patient with it, bounce it inside, reaching around and knock it away, Derek Kissinger, and Wood River will turn it over on their opening possession. Wood River had won 5 in a row before losing to Adams Central in the conference quarterfinals. Adams Central went on to win it. And, of course, one of the 3 losses for Minden has been to Adams Central. 2 of the 6 losses for Wood River. As driving the baseline, Ryan Bergstrom double clutches, puts it up off the glass, and scores. And Minden will have our first points of the boys' basketball game. Wood River with it on the left wing here. And they'll go up top for a 3-pointer. It's off the iron, no good by Ryan Powell. And the rebound is brought down by number 24, Luke Wiseman. Wiseman will come left side, then go back to the right side to Powell. High post, looking to make a move as Cooper Wissing. Pete Trouch on him. Now up top, they try to trap the ball with Brock Baxter. He'll get rid of it quickly to Ryan Powell. Some good defense early on here by the Minden Whippets on the first two possessions. Wood River trying to look inside as Mitch Bossert working on the defensive post play of Derek Kissinger. Up top with it for the Eagles is Brock Baxter. He'll put it on the floor, come down the lane, have it blocked and taken away by Carson Bloom. Bloom with the block and takeaway, and up the floor comes Minden looking for Trouch inside. A handful tonight for Mitch Bothert trying to cover him. Three-pointer at the top of the circle by Bergstrom is no good, and the rebound brought down by Wiseman. Numbers aren't there to run, so they'll kick it out on the wing to Ryan Powell. Up top, Wissing. Back over to Powell. Trouch trying to keep an eye on Cooper Wissing, and the junior should have him beat if they go speed for speed, but they also try to use Cooper inside. He's 6'3". He's the tallest player on the floor for the Eagles. They'll clear the lane, and now driving the left-handed layup. It is no good, Baxter. Tip try that time, no good by Mitch Bossert, and Bloom will come out of there with a basketball for the Minden Whippets. Pick set up top for Max Anderson. Into the paint, lost it off his leg. Picked up by Mitch Bossert. Bossert to the other end, kicks it to Baxter. Now out for a three. Ryan Powell is off the iron, no good. And a rebound brought down by Minden. Max Anderson with the board. He'll walk it up. We're 2.5 into our ball game. It's still 2-0 in favor of Minden. Trouch tries to fire it through the lane, and it's deflected away. Another turnover. Second turnover for Minden. And Wood River up the floor. Bounce pass kicked. So we'll take it out. Other basketball tonight, the Adams Central girls, a winner over Ravenna in Luplat Conference action by a score of 55-46. In the course, the boys' game, a rematch of the conference championship. As Wissing takes an off-balance jumper from 15, it's no good. And Pete Trouch will bring down the rebound, his first of the basketball game. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Wood River. Off a couple of picks, a three-pointer. Derek Kissinger is nothing but net. And it's 5-0. Minden with the early lead. Baxter will bring the ball to the floor here as the Eagles look for their first points of this contest as we've played over 3 minutes. It was a slow start in the girls' game, and for all intents and purposes, it's been a slow start here in the boys' game. Wood River not able to find their way into the hoop. Wissing, guarded by Trouch, quickly kicks it back out top. Reverse it right side to Wiseman. Back to the corner, here's a three-pointer on the way, and it's nailed by Mitch Bossert. So the first bucket of the ball game for Wood River will be a three-pointer, and it's 5-3, Minden by 2, 4:15 here in quarter number one. Bloom brings it up on the right wing, trying to get a pick set there, but really doesn't go anywhere. He's going to bring it back out top and give it to Anderson, right back to Bloom. Try and do that play again with a pick-and-roll Trouch, but he's pretty wide. Instead, he'll swing it on the wing to Anderson into the corner to Kissinger for the three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Ryan Powell. Powell will wait for the traffic to clear and bring the ball up himself here for the Wood River Eagles. Minden, 14-3. Those three losses to Central Catholic, Adams Central, and Ravenna. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. And Max will push it up on the right side. Not real fast, but just enough to get it up there at a good tempo. To Bloom. Bloom makes a spin move, but couldn't finish at the top of the circle. Decided not to go in. Down to Trouch. Trouch, he's going to make a move, and coming from the backside to block it out of there is Cooper Wissing. Trouch took a little too long on the block, and the double team came down and made him eat that one. Eagles will get it inside. Wissing working on Trouch, really bumping him there, and that's a lot of bump. Over on the right elbow, they'll get it back to Cooper. Wood River's moving the ball quickly, but give the Whippets credit. They are hanging right in there and falling down, dribbling the ball is Baxter. Still loose. Trouch, ooh, don't fall on anybody. He did a good job. That would have been it for old Brock Baxter. The ball's turned over by Wood River, and Trouch did his best not to land right on top of Brock's Baxter. And that's a lot of difference there. 5-3, 2:45 to go first quarter, and a two-point lead for Minden. Each team's turned it over twice, haven't had a foul yet. And Trouch trying to get loose inside, working on Bossert. He gets it, he turns, he shoots, he misses. Trying to get his own rebound, and it is saved in, but goes into the hands of Cooper Wissing as one of the camera gals has to get out of the way. He's covering a lot of ground here in this first quarter. Inside they go, Wissing to the baseline, Wiseman. Kick it back out. to Ryan Powell. Wood River's trying to get it inside, but they haven't figured out Pete Trouse yet. Take it out for a three-pointer on the way. It's off the iron by Bossert, and Bergstrom will bring down the rebound. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Minden 5 and Wood River 3, and each team has hit a three-pointer. So not a lot of action offensively here in quarter number one. Kissinger with it on the right wing. Between the circles, Trouse is going to come out to the top of the key. Leave it off for Bloom on the right wing. Drives baseline, runs out of room, swings it over to Bergstrom, left corner from 15, and a lefty will knock it down. Ryan with a pair of two-point buckets, and it's 7-3 Minden. Wood River in no hurry to get that ball up the floor. Thought we'd see a little more up and down here early on, but that's not the case. Quick pass into Wissing. Wants to find a way to get that shot over Trouse. He does, but it's off the glass and doesn't hit any iron. And the ball brought down by Max Anderson. Wissing just finally wanted to take a shot and see what it was like going up on Trouse. He might find out that he's going to be able to take that turnaround jumper more than he thinks. He height-wise matches up. He's got good elevation, so he could shoot it right over the top of Pete if he elects to. Still going to be guarded well. Minden ball. Up top with it, Anderson comes to the high post, kicks it out, Bloom. Bloom to Trouse outside the paint. Back up top off the pick. There's Kissinger. Going for the steal is going to be Mitch Bossert, and a foul going to be called. Mitch with his first personal foul. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And after that long, long play with no time breaking, a lot of subs coming in. Seth Bossert checks into the ball game for Wood River. So does Riley Egger and Shad Smith for Minden. Andrew Schwenke's in. And also is the man that just scored, Colby Emmel, on the low post. They'll get it to Emmel, and he'll turn and put it off glass and good. 9-3, Minden now up by 6. Wood River, 1 3-point buckets, all they've managed in the quarter. And a foul going to be called on Minden, trying to step in front of the bounce pass at the high post. Going to go on Andrew Schwenke, his first inbounds pass. The shot up no good. Wood River battling for the rebound, and we've got an over-the-back foul. Are they going to call it on the shot? No, they're going to call it on the shot. Foul is on Carson Bloom, and so some free throws here for Cooper Wissing. Trouse went to the bench to get a little breather, and they immediately got it into Wissing, and his free throw is good. Into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets is Dakota Christensen. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw coming up for Wissing. It's on the way and in. And Minden up 9-5. Earlier tonight in the girls game, 30-28, Minden. Here's a three-pointer for Max Anderson in the left-hand corner. It's no good. Long rebound run down by Brock Baxter. Decides to bring it up the floor. Knocked away from behind. The ball picked up and stolen away. Stepping in, Dakota Christensen with the steal. 18 seconds remaining in the quarter. The numbers are there. Wide open, Emmel underneath. He's got the layup. They lost Colby Emmel, and it's 11-5. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Taking his time is Baxter. He wants to go one-on-one. 5 seconds with Bloom. Kicks it out of the wing. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Will they even get a shot? They're not even going to get a shot. Wood River had a chance to get a shot and didn't take it. At the end of the first quarter of play, the Minden Whippets 11 and the Wood River Eagles 5. We'll be back to start the second quarter in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we're ready to get the second quarter underway here on Classic Hits 98.9. It'll be Minden basketball and they lead it by 6. 11-5. in the first quarter. Wood River, 3 turnovers. Minden, 2. Rebound, 6 for Wood River and for Minden. 3-pointers. Each team was 1 of 4. Free throws, 2 of 2 for Wood River. And Minden did not attempt one. Securing the left side, going one-on-one, Dakota Christensen. Did not get in far enough, so he'll kick it back out. And they'll reset. Same kids at the end of the first quarter. Off the pick, they'll get it inside. Christensen goes up. The shot blocked by Wissing. Cooper with his second block. And Minden will bring the ball up the floor. Trouch still on the bench right now, so you would imagine they'll go inside. But instead, they shoot the three. It's no good. Long rebound comes out. And driving in, Seth Fosser. And we've got an injured Minden Whippet. Fosser got the offensive putback. And Riley Egger got twisted up on the first shot, trying to go in for the rebound. He's going to be up and okay, but going to come over to the bench and clear the cobwebs out a little bit. Substitutions being made on both sides of the floor here in the first minute of quarter number two. 11-7, Minden leads it by 4. Still folks coming in and out of the ball game here. And for Minden, they've got Bloom, Emil, Kissinger, Christensen, and Pete Trouch now back in the ball game for the Whippets. And they have the ball at a 4-point lead at 11-7. Bloom will bring the ball up the floor, almost dribbled away. Guarded there by Luke Wiseman, and now it is dribbled away. Great defense by Wiseman, and Minden with their third turnover. Chad Smith will get the ball up the floor to Luke. Luke to the baseline, nothing there. Kicks it out top. Swings it left side, faking the three that time was Powell. Now a fadeaway jumper in the lane is up and in by Chad Smith. 11-9, back-to-back buckets here for Wood River to start quarter number two. Bloom brings the ball up the floor and gives it to Pete Trout between the circles. Man-to-man both ways. Up top with it is Colby Emil. Emil has 4, Bergstrom has 4. Inside, they try to get it to Emil. It's deflected out into the corner. Kissinger for the 3. That's going to come up short. Ball comes down into the hands of Emil, and as he tries to put it back up, we've got a foul called on the Eagles. And the foul is going to be on number 3, Seth Fosser. That'll be his first. 2 fouls on each team, and Colby Emil to the line to shoot 2. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is too strong. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Second free throw now for Emil. On the way, and it's too strong. And purple in the air to bring down the rebound. It's Cooper Wissing. A chance to tie or even take the lead with a 3 here now for the Eagles. Chad Smith up top. Draws the double team, so he'll give it off to Cooper Wissing into the right-hand corner. Nothing there. Now they'll go inside. Wissing, it got away from him, and he'll lose the handle. Turnover, Wood River. Their first here of the second quarter. Fourth of the game. Bloom brings the ball off the floor, leading it 11-9. Off the pick, gets into the paint, looking for Trouch. He's covered. Bloom doesn't take the shot. Kicks it out. Kissinger, 1 dribble, down to Trouch. Back out. Kissinger comes in. 1 step and kicks it out. Minden's taking a lot of 1 steps and kicks. It's not like they're penetrating, looking for a shot and getting cut off. They're just not doing much. Trouch in the paint. Oh, he draws the double team and makes a beautiful backdoor pass. And Derek Kissinger will lay it off the glass. And then everybody came out to help with Pete Trouch, and he made a perfect pass. And it's 13-9. Whippets by 4. Eagles get back into their offense. On the right wing with it is Shad Smith. Inside the arc, spins around, and really doesn't go anywhere on Carson Bloom. Out to Wiseman, reverses it left side, weak side Powell. Quickly back up top, they'll get it to Bossert in the paint. Wissing working on Trouch, a lot of pushing and shoving. The shot's way off the mark. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Bloom up ahead, he's got Emil, and Emil's going to be fouled, going in for the shot. Shad Smith will be called for the foul, and Colby Emil will go to the line. Five minutes to go here in quarter number two, 13-9. Girls was low scoring. Our boys is so far as well, as the free throw is up and in by Emil. He's got 5 points now, 14-9. And second free throw is coming up. And if Emil makes it, he'll be checking out. Max Anderson waiting to come in for him. And the free throw is up, and it's in and out. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Cooper Wissing. They'll give it off to Wiseman, and Wiseman will come across the timeline on the right side. Give it off to Shad Smith. On the low block, Bossert fakes to the paint, spins to the baseline, and the shot's going to be blocked from behind by Kobe Emmel. So Emmel, who's getting a little tired, still makes a nice move there. And Bloom has it in the front court. Works it right side to Kissinger. Kissinger gets it to Trausch. Trausch on the low block right side. Gives it back to the cutter, Kissinger. Reverse layup, no good. And a foul trying to clear out some space for the rebound on the big fella, Pete Trausch. First foul on Trausch, third on the team. And now Max Anderson comes in. And Brock Baxter comes in for Wood River. And the Eagles look like they've got their original starting five back on the floor. Baxter, Powell, Wiseman, Bossert, and Wissing. 4.5 to go here in quarter number two. It's only 14-9, Minden by five. Wood River with the ball between the circles. Into the hands there of Ryan Powell. Left wing, they'll go to Wiseman. Wiseman crossover, dribble it right off his leg, and out of bounds. Fifth turnover for the Eagles. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats of our boys' game. We'll recap the girls' game, which Minden eked out 30-28 over Wood River. We hope to have a chance to talk with Coach Rick Cremosta as Carson Bloom brings the ball up the floor. Finally knocked away, out of bounds off his leg. Turnover Minden. That's twice now that Emmel has been dribbling a pumpkin, it looked like. Carson Bloom has dribbled it off his leg a couple of times here. Trying to shake the defensive pressure there, Luke Wiseman. Wood River's got to find a way to get some points here. And here's a quick three on the right side that is no good by Ryan Powell. And the rebound brought down by the Whippets. Coming out of there with that rebound is going to be Bergstrom, who pulls up for a three and nails it at the top of the key. Bergstrom with 7 points now. And it's 17-9, an 8-point lead for Minden. Eagles up top with Brock Baxter, spreading the floor on the man-to-man. Comes to the high post, bounce pass into the corner, get it inside to Wissing on Trausch. Tries to make the pass off to Bossert. It hits him right in the shoulder, and a jump ball called. The arrow points the way of Wood River, so they'll maintain possession. That's a good idea what they had going there. Good thought by Wissing. If Trausch is just going to keep bodying and bodying, everybody kind of falls asleep watching what's going on with Pete, and they can make a quick pass to the cutter. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Well, swinging all the way to the right side to Wiseman, who threw it in. But there's just nothing right there right now for Wood River. Again, into Wissing. Draws the double team into the corner. Three-pointer Luke Wiseman. No good. 1 of 7 from beyond the arc. And the rebound brought down in traffic by Carson Blue. Outlet pass Kissinger. Kissinger into the right-hand corner. There's nowhere to go. Back to the trailer, Bloom. Long three for Carson. It's in. And the three-pointers make him hurt even more. A timeout on the floor by the Wood River Eagles. It's a 9-0 run by Minden. And with 2:49 to go here in the first half of play, it's Minden 20, Wood River 9. We're back after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com. The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
You are listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. You'd think that Minden's an up-and-down team, but here's a team that's kind of averaging in that mid-50s range for the season. Wood River, in that five-game winning streak, was averaging about 64 points a ball game. And so they are really struggling now with just 9 points on the board. And we have played over 13 minutes in the game. They have the ball trailing by 11 here at Minden. Inside Wissing, and there's going to be a shove. That's what Wood River's been looking for as they double down. This one's not going to be on Trausch, though. It's going to go on Andrew Schwenke, his second. Only the fourth foul of the half. Ball underneath for Wood River, and they throw it away on the inbounds, and in fact, it's all the way into the backcourt. Four and over and back. And they're going to make sure it's an over and back, and yes, it is. The ball was never controlled. Okay, so they're discussing on what happened there. And it's still going to be Wood River ball. I think the rule is you have to have control of the ball off the inbounds. And instead it was just deflected. And so it's technically not an over and back. Had Wood River caught the ball, fell down, and just thrown it out there, then it wouldn't end up over and back. So Wood River is going to catch a little bit of a break here. But still, just struggling to get the ball into somebody's hands that's open. Brock Baxter's open. He'll shoot the three and got it. So there is something for Minden after about 4 minutes of quiet. And Brock Baxter with his first bucket at the other end. The ball stolen away and going in for the layup will be Baxter again. Five quick ones for Baxter, and that'll get you going. 20-14. Coast to coast. Shot going to be partially blocked by Wissing off the attempt that time from Max Anderson. The rebound brought down by Brock Baxter. Well, Wood River could get the momentum changed in a hurry with a bucket here. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Again, even though they haven't scored much, they could hit one here. Baxter is open, or is that Wissing? Wissing's short jumper, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Whippets, Ryan Bergstrom. And a timeout going to be called here by Shannon Lovett. Another 30-second timeout. 1:46 to go here in the second quarter. It's now Minden 20 and Wood River 14. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
I want to thank Athletic Director Carl Ashman and all the fine folks here at Minden, as always, for their hospitality. As we have a minute 46 to go here in the first half of our boys' game, and it's a low-scoring one so far. Minden 20 and Wood River 14. Minden ball out of the timeout. Bloom will penetrate, kick it to Kissinger, drives in, got it to Troush. Troush waits for the traffic to fly by. And Pete will get his first bucket of the ball game. 22-14, Whippets by 8. Baxter brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Waits for the screen, gives it off to Seth Bossard, who came in during the timeout, to Ryan Powell. Back to the right side to Baxter. Again, they're trying to get the ball to Cooper Wissing, but it's just not working against Troush. And there's the pass knocked away, steals made. Minden trying to save it. It's being bounced around and picked up by the Whippets. Turnover number 6 for Wood River. Up the floor, Chums. Good catch by Kissinger on the right wing. 1 minute to go in the half. On the weak side, Kissinger. Back up top, Bergstrom. Passes up on the three. Looking for the entry pass to Troush. Instead, Anderson drives baseline. Finger roll, no good. And Bosser pulls down his second rebound. Up the floor, the Eagles. There's a little room on the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 11. Will not go that time for Ryan Powell. And Pete Troush will get his second rebound. 40 seconds to go. 40 seconds remaining here in the first half. Bloom to the high post, goes left to right, and there's a reach-in foul going to be called. Fourth foul of the game on Wood River. And it's going to go on Bossert, his second. Minute underneath their own hoop, will throw it in. First, we're going to get a substitution. Dakota Christensen checks in for Coach Lovin. Don't forget, the Venice Sanitation halftime report, 33 seconds away. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. A lot of movement, but nothing underneath. So they'll go out top to Christensen. Dakota back into the right-hand wing. They'll get it to Anderson. Max to the high post. Jump pass to Bloom. Bloom open, so he'll take that 14-footer. Won't go. Troush pulls down the rebound. He's so big, he can make room for himself, and he'll lay it up and score. 4 points now for Troush, and the biggest lead, not quite, 1 point short. It's a 10-point game, 10 seconds to go. And a walk on Baxter. Brock was trying to make a pass. Size man was covered and couldn't come to a stop. 10-point lead here for Minden with 8 seconds to go before the half. Anderson gets it into Bloom. Bloom going to try and bring it up the floor himself. Double team midcourt with 4.3 seconds. Off the pick. A long three is on the way. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. And your score, the Minden Whippets 24 and the Wood River Eagles 14. When we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats and look back at the girls' game. A 2-point win tonight for Minden. We'll look back at that game and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Rick Cremosta after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits.
From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. It is halftime of our boys' game, 24-14 in favor of the 7th-ranked Minden Whippets. And earlier tonight, we'll look at the numbers in just a little bit. I want to remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Well, kind of promised you a little bit higher scoring game here in the boys. I don't know if that's the case. We got 38 points on the board. Our girls' game was close all the way through. A defensive struggle, and Minden is able to pick up their 16th victory of the season, and they win it 30-28 over Wood River. 10 points for Hallie Bauer, 6 of those came in the fourth quarter. 8 points, 13 rebounds for McKenna Tenbenzel, 8.7 rebounds for Bailey Muller. For Wood River, they were led by Kelly Bossert with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and a couple of blocks. Lacey Wodicheski had 8 points, Morgan Fisher 6 points and 7 rebounds. And we're joined by the victorious coach of the Minden Whippets, Rick Cremosta. And coach, I guess at this time of the year, a win's a win, but you probably saw some more things that you've got to work on here in the next week, but your team continues to win most of these close games here after the first week of the year.
Yeah, Doug, it's a challenge each night.
Are you surprised that this was a low-scoring game like this? I commented to some of the folks in between. I said, I've done some low-scoring games this year. This seemed to be a well-played game out of all the low-scoring games. There weren't a lot of fouls. There weren't a lot of turnovers in the first half. But then as the intensity picked up, so did the turnovers a little bit. But your girls were able to make the shots down the stretch to get the win.
Yeah, it was tough to come by out there. It was a grind-out game, one of those types. And I knew Wood River's got a good team. They got good athletes on that team, and I knew it would be a tough battle. And we just play good enough to win sometimes, and it's not the prettiest thing. You've done about 5 of our games, Doug, and you can honestly say there's none of them very pretty.
Well, you always, I guess, I think in all the games I've done, you've gotten off to slow starts. Doesn't mean you're always trailing, but you've gotten off to slow starts. If you were at 20 and a half, that was quite an accomplishment. But usually you kind of get things going in the second half. And it looked like that was going to happen, trying to establish the inside game with McKenna Tenbenzel. But Minden, or after you called a timeout, Wood River called a timeout and adjusted, and they kind of took that part of the game away from you, and you never really got that big run in the second half.
Yeah, no, you got to credit Wood River for a lot of that. I mean, Darren's kids played well tonight, and they played hard, and they played each possession, and, it's going to be a battle like that. We're not good enough to overcome turnovers and poor rebounding and that type of stuff. It's going to be a battle all the way through against a quality team like Wood River for sure.
Yeah. And when you need somebody to step up, Bauer is one of the couple of girls on your team that can usually do that, and she got the key buckets down the stretch there in the fourth quarter for you, and that's saying something for a sophomore, even though she's a pretty seasoned sophomore.
Yeah, you know, Hallie, she's been there all year for her. She's struggled a little bit here the last couple of games. She missed 3 days of school this week due to sickness, so she's coming back from a little ailment there, and she wasn't quite herself tonight, but she came through for us when we needed her there in the fourth quarter.
Tell me a little bit about what Wood River was doing maybe that gave you problems tonight.
Well, the thing they did is they really forced some other people to try to score outside a little bit, we didn't shoot it very good on the outside, and then we became hesitant and had some turnovers. And Darren had a good game plan. You know, he mixed up his defenses, and it confused us. There's no doubt about that. And we'll have to get better at that in one day of practice, I guess.
What about Bailey Muller, though? Of the games I've seen, this is the best one she's played.
Yeah, Bailey's played well for us, especially the second half of the year. She can hit some shots, and she made some big free throws for us down the stretch there. And she's a fine player, and I'm glad we'll have her back next year. And we just need to keep playing and keep getting better and try to extend our season if we can.
Well, the boys down in Lincoln over the summer say, what's the toughest sub-district? What's the second toughest sub-district? Okay, let's put Minden in that. And that's where you guys are again next week. We'll see you Tuesday when you take on Kearney Catholic. And I think we can both be pretty honest in the assessment that anything in the 30s is not going to get it done next week. They're going to play a different style of basketball against you. You went over and watched them play in the conference tournament. I know you've seen them play. Without giving away your game plan, what do you have to do to try and be in the ball game on Tuesday night?
Well, the one thing we have to be able to do is we've all got to be at our best that night. We can't have two girls at their best and three not at their best. We'll have to play a complete game to even stay tight with it. And I hope that defensively we can slow them down a little bit. I don't know. They're awful good. You know, we'll have some matchup problems like everybody does with them because they're so tall. Our kids aren't going to back down. They're going to look forward to the challenge. We're going to go over there and we're going to put everything we have into that ball game and let the chips fall where they may, and not taking anything away from Kearney Catholic. They're a fine team, and they're one of the top teams in the state without a doubt. And we're have to be at our very, very best to keep it close.
Real quick, Rick, is there something that you saw Centura do, maybe kind of similar to at least the matchups that you have for your kids, that you're going to be able to incorporate Tuesday?
Yeah, Syntech is going to suit up for us on Tuesday. She'll help us out a little bit. Kathy does such a good job with Centura over there, and she played him awful tough, and she probably just woke up a giant is all she did for us. But we'll see what happens. We're going to go give it a go, Doug.
Well, Coach, always good, and I'll tell you what, I guess most of your games that we've done have been close, and if it's close, you're going to have a chance to win. So we'll see you Tuesday night.
All right. Thanks for all your support all year, Doug, and the coverage that you do for us. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Rick Ramos, the head coach of the Minden Whippets. 24-14, our boys' game at the half, and we'll take a look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a quick look at our first half numbers for Wood River. Seth Foster, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brock Baxter, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Chad Smith has 2 points. Ryan Powell, a rebound. Luke Wiseman, 2 rebounds. Mitch Bossert has hit a three-pointer, and he's got 1 rebound. Cooper Wissing, just 2 free throws for 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks at the half. 14 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 2 of 8 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 7 turnovers. For Minden, 3 rebounds for Max Anderson. Carson Bloom has hit a three-pointer. He's also got 3 rebounds and a block. Ryan Bergstrom, a game-high 7 points, 3 rebounds. Kobe Emmel, 5 points, a rebound and a block. Derek Kissinger, 5 points, and Pete Trausch, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 24 points, 13 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3 point land, 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. And at the half, Minden, 14-3, leading 8-6 Wood River, 24-14. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll get to the second half next.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Minden will get the ball to start the second half. Penetrate and dish back out Bergstrom. His three-pointer no good. It's saved in by Pete Trausch to the hands of Bergstrom. He'll give it off to Bloom. Back to Kissinger. Kissinger for three. It's in and out, no good. Trausch with another rebound, and he's going to be mauled underneath. Pete will go to the line and shoot two. So get the big fellow established. He's been doing a great job defensively, and now they're going to try and get him going offensively here to start the second half of play. The foul is on Mitch Bossert. His second, Seth Bossert, also has two. And for Minden, two on Andrew Schwenke. Again, not a ton of fouls called in the first half, and Trausch will miss his first free throw. Second free throw now for the senior is on the way and in. So Big Pete gets one of two. He's got 5 points, and it's 25-14. Don't forget, tomorrow more basketball. Amherst at Elm Creek. Our doubleheader starts at 6:30 here on KKPR. Crossover Baxter, they clear it out for him. He gets by Bloom, lays it up and scores. And Baxter now with 7 points. Let's see if they continue to do that. Brock has made a couple of nice moves there on Bloom and been able to score. 25-16, Minden by nine. On the right side, Kissinger, guarded there by Seth Bossert. They'll kick it back out top Bergstrom, reverse it over to Max Anderson. Anderson hasn't scored yet. That's a little unusual. Skip pass right side, Kissinger, one dribble, down to Trausch. Trausch got inside his man, Bossert, and lays it up and in. Pete Trausch makes it 27-16, equaling the largest lead of the ball game at 11. Tomorrow, basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney High at Lincoln Southwest, and Saturday, all seven games from the Heartland Hoops Classic, including Wood River SEM. Minden played in that last year, not this year. On the right side, they'll get it inside to Wissing. Wissing, the double team, puts the shot up, no good. Fighting for the loose ball. It comes down into Pete Trausch's hands. He's already got three rebounds here in the quarter, and Kissinger will bring the ball up the floor between the circles to Trausch. Trausch will get it back over to the right side. Quick look at the pick and roll. It's covered. Anderson comes down the lane, and he gets caught up on the hip. A foul will be called. Blocking foul on Wood River. Going to go on Seth Bossert, his third. And now Shad Smith will come into the ball game. Max Anderson to the line to shoot two, looking for his first point of the ball game. And the 6'2 senior puts it up and in. Don't forget, plenty of wrestling this weekend. Best of luck to all the district wrestling teams from around the area. I know Sam Dunn, Coach Anderson are coming over for our wrestling rally on Sunday to talk about the Whippets. Starts at 3 o'clock as we talk with area coaches and state qualifiers, and we'll have the finals of the D3 district at 2 from Amherst Saturday, live on KKPR right here on 98.9. Second free throw is no good, and Cooper Wissing grabs his fourth rebound. Ryan Powell on the left wing. The Eagles got to find a way to get some shots here. They're either long threes or they're forced jumpers, and not that many shots to begin with as Baxter dribbles all the way through the lane of the baseline, kicks it out to Smith. Smith draws the double team, lobs underneath Bossert, reverse layup up and in. Well, they had to work, but they're able to get the bucket. And Bossert with his second bucket, he's got 5 points, 28-18. Minden with the lead. Up the floor, good crossover dribble there by Bloom. Bloom down the lane, one-hand floater, good. Five for Carson Bloom. Now we're starting to see the pace pick up just a tad. 30-18, Minden by a dozen. Wood River with the basketball. Trying to get back in the winning ways here because they're going to stay busy. Three games in 3 days, including that 9:30 Saturday morning contest. Baxter comes into the paint, hits the front of the rim on the jumper, and Kobe Hemmel will get the rebound. Needs some help up to Bergstrom. Three on three, kicks it on the wing. Anderson, open three, lets it fly. No, but Trausch is right there to catch that ball. Gives it back to Anderson, who hits the layup. Max Anderson with his first field goal, and we've got a timeout on the floor. It's just a 30 by Wood River. 4:57 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Minden 32, Wood River 18 on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Wood River.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature?
You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Wood River Basketball out of the timeout. Rock Baxter, working off a lot of screens, comes to the high post, left elbow, kicks it back out to Wissing. He'll hand it off to Ryan Powell. Dumps it back there to Bossert. Down low, Shad Smith, too deep on the baseline, has to kick it out in the corner. Wissing looked at a three, didn't take it. Into the paint, little contact, but Bossert with the catch, the spin to the score. Mitch Bossert with back-to-back buckets here for the Eagles, 32-20 Minden. Approaching the midway point of the third quarter, Bergstrom, quick look at the three, didn't take it to Bloom. Now back to Bergstrom in the right-hand corner. The lefty gets it down low. Emil's open. He shoots and scores on the assist from Bergstrom. Emil having a nice ball game. 7 points. He's made some nice defensive plays as well here that don't show up on our book, but he's knocked a couple away, forced a couple of turnovers, blocked a shot, and he's helped keep Minden to a comfortable 14-point lead. Baxter dribbling. Finally attacks on the right side, takes it to the hoop. The finger roll, no good. And the ball out of bounds off of Trouch. So it'll be Wood River basketball. Checking in for the Eagles is going to be Riley Egger. And coming in for Minden is going to be Derek Kissinger and Dakota Christensen. Wood River with 5 points in the first, 9 in the second, 6 so far in the fourth and here or third, and here's a three-pointer up and in. Off the inbound, Cooper Wissing with his first field goal of the game. 34-23. Wood River down by 11. Made in with a basketball, Kissinger. Trying to go one-on-one here with Powell, bringing him away. Double team, gets it down to Trouch, steps through and scores. Trouch moving pretty well for a big fella. 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game, 36-23. Minden by 13. The left wing, it was 11-9 at one point, and then a 9-0 run took it out to 11 points, and that's about where Minden's been since. Inside Wissing, tries to get around Trouch, puts it up, no good, and crashing in for the rebound. We're going to have an over-the-back foul on Wood River. And it's going to go on Riley Egger, his first. Into the ball game for the first time tonight for Minden will be Christian Schlenka, 6'2 sophomore. Parents' night, senior night here at Minden. The Whippet girls a winner, 30-28, as they were able to get the last points of that ball game and hold off Wood River. And Minden's girls are now 16-3. The boys are trying to get to 15-3 tonight. And Kissinger, wide open three, decides to drive the baseline. It's so open, but the one-hand floater, no good. And then a rebound brought down by number 51, Christian Schwenke. And Riley Egger was in the air and came right down on top of him. His second foul. Minden has just one game left this regular season. They're back home a week from tomorrow to take on Broken Bow in a conference contest. Usually don't see a conference game as your last game of the year, but that is the case here. And as we said, still a lot to go for Wood River. They're at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow. They play SEM Saturday morning at 9:30 at the Heartland Hoops Classic and then host Anselmo Myrna on the 19th. Inbounds pass. Trumbull getting it in. They do. Now into the corner to Bergstrom. The three-pointer is off the mark this time. And the rebound brought down by Seth Bossert. Minden's 0-4 from beyond the arc here in the second half. Three-pointer on the way. Powell, he'll hit it. Ryan Powell with his first three-point bucket. And it's 36-26. So Wood River's hit a couple of threes here in the quarter as Bloom brings it up against the trap. Overthrows his teammate, Dakota Christensen, who got high in the air but couldn't haul it in. And that'll be the first turnover of the half for Minden. Trouch is back in. Emil's back in. On the other side for Wood River, here comes Matt Glow, the 6'6 junior. See if he can get in there and work on Pete Trouch for a while. Chance to cut that lead back down to single digits here for the Eagles with 2:25 to go. Quarter number three. They're running Powell along the baseline. Baxter is keeping the dribble wherever he's at. Now popping out to the right wing, Powell has it, trying to get it into Glow, and Trouch came right around him and stole the ball away. First turnover for Wood River in the half, so the teams exchange turnovers, and Minden has the ball back. Wood River's just not been anywhere close to making a run here to get back in this ball game. They've had a couple of back-to-back possessions where they picked up buckets, but that's it. As Anderson drives, double clutch, hits the rim, no good. Rebound brought down Carson Bloom. He's going to fire up a three. It's no good. And here comes Baxter out of there with it for the Eagles. He'll push it up left side, wants to go coast to coast. Bangs off a couple of players, and we're going to get a blocking foul called. Going to go on Trausch. Trausch tried to step out and not give him as much room in the paint. And when Pete's momentum's coming against your momentum, you are going to lose. And that's what happened there, but Pete gets called for the foul, and sometimes that's what happens to him. Wood River throws the ball in a little farther than they wanted to, but no problem for Baxter to track it down to the backcourt. 1:40 to go, third quarter, Minden 36, Wood River 26. They spread it out here for Baxter. He'll give it off to Bossard on the left side, into the corner, give and go. Back to Seth, he'll lay it up, and in. Second bucket for Seth Bossard off the assist from Mitch, and it's 36-28. Just across the timeline, a good play there by Bloom. They went it over and back, but he wasn't completely over, and then he makes a long pass to Trausch, who hits the layup. Everybody from Wood River thought they were going to get the whistle and did not. Bloom just wasn't quite completely over the timeline. Here's a give and go to Bossard again. Floats, push, shot no good. Ball comes down to Hemel, and here comes Minden again. Up the floor, they break the press. Bergstrom, pretty little no-look pass underneath, and a travel called on Max Anderson. Gave too much of a ball fake, must have left the floor. Seventh turnover of the game for Minden. 56 seconds to go in the quarter. 38-28, Whippets with the lead. But Wood River with the ball. And Brock Baxter brings the ball up the floor. Wood River scored as many points here in the third as they did the entire first half, but they haven't gained any ground. Still down 10. Baseline fadeaway jumper, no good that time for Mitch Bossert. And the rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. That'll be his fifth. And Minden may play for the last shot. Kissinger looking inside. 29 seconds. Trausch really being pushed out there by Seth Bossert. That's not a good matchup. So Trausch comes out and gets it backdoor. Emmels there, puts it up, no good. Glow was a pretty good defense that time. Flashed in front of him. Seth Bossert with the rebound, and up the floor they come. Wood River with the basketball. Ball between the circles to Brock Baxter. Baxter with 8 seconds on the right side. Back up top, Bossert. Here's a long three. Mitch on the way, no good. He got his own rebound, and he'll try and get another shot away. Baxter for three. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. And your score is Minden 38 and Wood River 28. We're back in a minute for fourth quarter action on Classic Hits 98.9.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome back to start the fourth quarter. Wood River gets the basketball, and Minden's called for a hold. We've got a couple of guys off the bench in there, and Christian Schwenke was tied up with Riley Egger, and Schwenke will get the foul. His first, the team's second of the half. 38-28, Minden leads by 10. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Bossert throws it off of Bergstrom, tries that quick little inbounds play, and he missed the shot. Rebound brought down by Colby Emmel. That'll be his fourth. Leading scorer right now for Minden is Pete Trausch, 7 of his 11 last quarter. Bloom down the floor. His floater in the lane blocked by Cooper Wissing. Third blocked by Wissing. Ball punched out of bounds. Belongs to Wood River. Leading scorer for the Eagles, Brock Baxter and Mitch Bossert each have 7. And Colby Emmel and Ryan Bergstrom each have 7 for Minden. Wood River ball at midcourt. Riley Egger is wide open, so they'll get it to him, and he'll give it to Brock Baxter. Brock between the circles. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Wood River hit a couple threes last quarter. They are 4 of 12 beyond the arc. Minden is 3 of 13. They went 0-5 last quarter and forcing the issue. Here comes Ryan Powell, and he'll be fouled down the lane by Christian Schwenka. And two free throws coming up for Ryan Powell. Wood River has been to the line one time. Cooper Wissing hit a pair in the first quarter. Minden is 3 of 8 at the line, 2 of 4 last quarter. And Ryan Powell, who has a three-pointer to his credit, puts the free throw up and good. Sat on the front of the rim and fell in. Score update from the Lou Platt Conference at the half. Ravenna 33 and Adams Central 31. It's a rematch of the conference championship game on Saturday, which Adams Central pulled away and won 71-55. Second free throw on the way and in. Nothing but net that time for Ryan Powell. And it's 38-30. Minden by 8. First minute of the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you as Max Anderson makes a move on the left elbow, gives it off to Kissinger at the top of the key. Man-to-man by Wood River. Both teams have been in the man-to-man most of the game. 7 minutes left, 38-30 Whippets. Up top, Bergstrom gets it into Trouch. Great pass, spins, but missed a little runner, but this time an offensive rebound, thrown up no good. Rebound Trouch, he's going to kick it out. Bergstrom has it. And now back into the right-hand corner, Anderson, and he'll rattle one home. Max Anderson rattled one home. Derek Kissinger kept that ball alive, and it's 40-30. Wood River into the front court here. They have not been closer than 8 here in the second half. Cooper Wissing spots up for 3, and it's a round and out no good, and Trouch with his 6th rebound of the half and his 9th of the game. Up the floor, Kissinger with a basketball here for Minden. Just a couple of buckets. Might put it away. Here's a 3 on the way. It's no good by Kissinger. Backside rebound to Shad Smith. So the 3s are not falling here in the second half for the Whippets. Powell with it way on the left side. Egger open on the baseline. He'll take that 16-footer, but it's blocked by Pete Trouch. Trouch showing that he can come outside the paint. He blocks the shot, and Max Anderson picks it up, and another minute is whittled off the clock. 6 minutes to go. 40-30 Minden. Anderson just holds the ball back between the circles to Bloom. Minden is in no hurry. Left elbow, Trouch spins, looks for the cutter. Bergstrom's covered, so they hand it off, and a foul on the layup attempt will send Carson Bloom to the line, and he hits the ground pretty hard. He'll get up, shake the cobwebs out, and Carson will go to the line for the first time here in the ball game. Shad Smith with his 2nd foul, the 15th foul here on Wood River. Don't forget, when we're all done, we'll be bringing you the MISCO Sports Postgame Show with all the final stats. We had a chance to talk to the coach as well. And now Bloom steps to the line, ready to shoot the first of 2 free throws, and he'll nail it. Girls game tonight, it was Minden 30, Wood River 28. In other action tonight, the Adams Central girls able to beat Ravenna 55-46. At the half of the boys game, Ravenna's up 33-31. Second free throw now for Bloom, and Carson will miss that one, and the rebound comes out to Mitch Bossert. Wood River will bring the ball up the floor with Baxter. Stops the top of the key, gives it off to Powell. Outside the arc, left side. Back up top, farther out to Seth Bossart. Minden is doing a great job of fighting off the picks. Wood River still has it between the circles. Baxter hands it off to Bossert. Flashes through, back to Mitch Bossert. Draws the double team out in the corner. Three-pointer, Powell is too strong. Long rebound, and Trouch is there to track it down. So Wood River had hit 3 in a row, including their first 2 of the third quarter. They've now missed 4 straight threes. And it's an 11-point lead, and Minden brings it in. Bloom kicks it out. Kissinger thought about the 3. Drives and kicks it back out. Anderson for 3, and it's nothing but net. Max Anderson hits the first 3-pointer of the second half by Minden, and they're back out to their biggest lead, 14 points. Eagles with the basketball with Seth Bosser to the high post. Trouch just reached in and slapped it away on the way by. Turnover Wood River, just their 2nd of the half. Baseball pass to the other end. Kissinger down to Trouch, and reaching over the top and committing the foul will be Mitch Bossert, his 3rd. 16 foul, and so Minden will take the ball out underneath. Wood River, 3 timeouts remaining. Minden has 4 in case they need them or want to use them here down the stretch. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. They'll go far corner. Kissinger is open for the 3 and hits it. And right there, Minden has established themselves with a chance to pull away here. They have scored Nine in a row again, and they're up by 17. It's their second 9-0 run of the night. Here's a three-pointer by Baxter. It's up too strong. Rebound, Trouch. Outlet two-on-one. The ball is going to be deflected off of a Wood River knee and out of bounds. It'll stay with Minden. But it was 11-9. Minden scored nine in a row, go up 29. It was 38-30. They've scored nine in a row to go up 47-30. And Minden is going to call the timeout. So with 4:17 to go in our ball game, your score, the Minden Whippets 47 and the Wood River Eagles 30. We'll be back with more in a minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR. Minden ball out of the timeout. They have a set play. They lob it all the way to the back door. Up in the air, Max Anderson, catch and shoot and score. 7 of the quarter, 10 and a half, and in the game for Max Anderson. And Minden is putting this one away as we watch it here in the fourth quarter. Wood River gets it on the low block, whistling in the paint, turnaround jumper. He just has been frustrated all night by Trouch. Trouch gets his ninth rebound of the half, and they were able to utilize feet here. Offensively in the third quarter, defensively the whole game. Cooper Wissing has no two-point buckets, a pair of free throws and a three for his five-point total. And when you're the leading scorer and expected to be one of the top scorers, they keep trying to get to him inside, and he just has not been able to do it with Pete Trouch, the UNK recruit for football. Driving in Anderson, knocked away once, knocked away twice, and finally a foul will be called on Wood River. And that will put the Whippets into the 1-1. And the foul is on Mitch Bossert, his fourth personal foul. And checking in, Riley Egger and Shad Smith for Wood River. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show on the way. Tomorrow it's Amherst at Elm Creek. 6:30 doubleheader here on KKPR. Anderson with a 1-1. The free throw is no good. Trouch got in there, saves the ball in, and can Minden control it? Yes, they will. Gets it to Anderson, right side, Kissinger. And we're going to have an illegal screen set on the Minden Whippets to wipe out the bucket. And it's going to be on Trouch, his third. Tomorrow, basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney High at Lincoln Southwest. The doubleheader scheduled to start at 5:45. Saturday, all seven games for the Heartland Event Center in the Heartland Hoops Classic. 9:30 tip-off for SEM Wood River. All seven, and that's the first one on ESPN 1460. Shad Smith for three on the way. Barely ripples the net. It's right through there. And Smith with 5 points in the ball game. That's the first field goal of the fourth quarter for Wood River. They had two free throws before then, 3:10 to go. 49-33. Back door off the cut. Minden gets it to Bloom. He tunes and shoots the three-footer, and good. So Carson Bloom and Max Anderson are starting to see a few more opportunities here as this game progresses on. Eagles ball in the front court, right wing with it. Seth Bossert in the paint, whistling. Leaner puts it up, draws the foul. Max Anderson didn't have position and had to grab on. That'll be the first foul on Max. Two free throws coming up now for Cooper Wissing. 2 of 2 at the line, 5 points for Wissing. And the first free throw for Wissing is on the way, and it's going to sit on the rim and fall off. No good. Second free throw coming up for Wissing. Cooper a couple three dribbles. And now the junior will put it on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kobe Emmel. Wood River, not a ton of seniors on this team. Bossert the only senior starter. Mitch, Seth comes in, and of course also Shad Smith. So a couple seniors come off the bench for Coach Dave Bob. 2.5 to go in the ball game in Wood River with a comfortable lead. Anderson comes in, throws up an off-balance jumper, got his own rebound, put it up and in. And Anderson now has 9 in the quarter and 12 in the ball game. 53-33. Minden by 20 points now. Fossert, Seth for 3. Got it. 7 points in the ball game for Seth Fossert. 53-36. 2 minutes remain. And a timeout going to be called here by Minden. I think Coach Shannon Lovin wants to sub, maybe bring some different kids in and talk about how they want to run the final 1:59 of this ball game out. 1:59 to go in the basketball game. 53-36, Minden leading Wood River on KKPR.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. The final minute 59 of tonight's basketball from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we play out the string now. And a comfortable 17-point lead for Minden. Derek Kissinger with the basketball. He'll give it off to Dakota Christensen, who's in. Also Bergstrom on the floor. Checking in during that break, Christian Schwenke is in. Here's a backdoor cut. Kissinger missed the little runner. Rebound brought down by Brock Baxter. And Baxter will bring it up the floor to Shad Smith, trying to get a quick three away, but Colby Emmel handed his face. So he'll swing it right side into the hands of Dylan Herman, who's in. He'll give it off to Shad Smith. Smith down the right side of the lane, and he'll lay it off the glass and score. 7 for Shad Smith. 53-38, Minden. A minute 15 to go. Emmel in the right wing into the corner to Bergstrom. Bergstrom between double team, and it's going to be knocked away. Knocked out of there by Dylan Herman. Herman up the floor. Pull-up jumper, and waiting for him to block his shot is Dakota Christensen. Christensen held his ground, blocks the shot, and we've got 1 minute left. Whippet's going to back it out, work some clock here, play a little catch. A lot of guys waiting to check in. Let's see if Minden calls a timeout to let him check in, or maybe somebody from Wood River commits a foul here. 45 seconds to go. So after winning 5 in a row, Wood River is going to drop their second straight here tonight. They'll fall to 8-7, and Minden will improve to 15-3. And another home victory here. 34 seconds to go, and since nobody's doing anything, Minden's going to call the timeout so that they can get some players in here. Just 32 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of play. We've got a whole host of substitutions coming in, and we'll be back right after this 30-second break.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden, go Whippets!
Then hands the basketball here, Craig Driver with it. He'll go out between the circles to Ethan DeLay, trying to get it inside there to Ben Peterson. It's deflected away by Wood River's Matt Glow. Turnover into the front court. Down to 12 seconds to go. There is Matt Wodolewicz. The jumper is up, no good. Rebound brought down by number 20, Miles Steen. And we're down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is the end of the basketball game. Tom Sitzel also in the ball game for Minden. Wood River got to Quint Burghardt in there as time was running down as well. Your final score here tonight at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, the Minden Whippets, 53, and the Wood River Eagles, 38. We'll take a break and come back and look at all the numbers and chat with Minden coach Shannon Lovin about the victory on the Mishko Sports postgame show. It's all coming your way after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here at Minden for the MISCO Sports postgame show. MISCO Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin and to keep warm during this cold winter weather with Nike and Adidas stocking caps. Also have Columbia gloves. Red Ledge ski coats are on sale, and Red Ledge ski coats are half off. The ski pants on sale. Got a great selection of shoes in stock. As always, the best in town. They're on sale as well at MISCO Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week to be more convenient for you. Final score, 53-38 here in our boys' game. Minden will improve to 15-3 on the season. And Wood River will fall to 8-7. Let's take a look at the numbers. First off for the Wood River Eagles. Pretty balanced. Everybody scored either 5 or 7 points that scored tonight. Six different players did score. Seth Bossert with 7 points, 4 rebounds. Brock Baxter, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Chad Smith, 7 points, 1 rebound. Ryan Powell, 5 points, 1 rebound. Luke Wiseman had 2 rebounds. Mitch Bossert had 7 points, 3 rebounds. And Cooper Wissing held the 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. 11 rebounds in the first half, just 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Eagles, 2 of 8 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in the first half. I only had Wood River for 2 in the second half. They just couldn't make any shots, and they didn't get a lot of shot opportunities. Minden, 14 points in the first half, 24 points in the second half, and the Eagles are held to their second lowest output of the year. The lowest was the 35 against Ravenna, the first game back after Christmas. 38 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from three-point land, 3 blocks, all Cooper Wissing, and 9 turnovers. As Wood River will now be 8-7 and travel to Donovan Trumbull for a Lou Platt Conference matchup tomorrow. And then Saturday they go to the Heartland Events Center where they will take on SEM in the first game of the day in the third annual Heartland Hoops Classic. And you'll be able to hear all those games on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Wood River will have their final home game on Friday the 19th when they take on Anselmo Myrna. We'll take a break and come back and look at the final numbers for Minden and hopefully get a chance to catch up with Coach Shannon Lovin after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And we're back on the MISCO Sports postgame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Here are the final numbers now for the victorious Minden Whippets. They also had 6 players score. Led tonight by Max Anderson, who scored all 12 of his points in the second half, 9 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 4 rebounds. Carson Bloom had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Ryan Bergstrom, 7 points all in the first half. He had 3 rebounds. Miles Steen had a rebound. Kobe Emmel, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Dakota Christensen had one block shot in the ball game. Derek Kissinger, 8 points. He hit a couple of threes. He had one rebound. Christian Schwenke had a rebound. And the big fella, Pete Trausch, 11 points, a game-high 13 rebounds, and one block shot. Minden dominated the glass tonight. They had 13 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Minden, 3 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. And turnovers for the Whippets, 5 in the first half, and I had them for 4 in the second half of play. Minden had 24 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half, and Minden will finish with 53 points, 33 rebounds, 5 out of 11 at the free throw line tonight, 5 of 16 from 3-point land. They had 4 block shots and 9 turnovers, and the Whippets will win their 7th consecutive ball game to improve to 15-3 on the season. The 7th-ranked team in Class C1 picks up a 53-38 win over Wood River. For Minden, though, they've only got one more ball game before sub-districts begin, and that is going to be a week from tomorrow here at home against conference rival Broken Bow. We'll take a timeout, see if we can track down Coach Shannon Lovin on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. After three quarters in the Lou Platte Conference, it's Ravenna 50 and Adams Central 46. Adams Central hitting back-to-back threes to end the quarter. Ravenna was up 10, but to back-to-back threes in the final minute of the third quarter, it's now Ravenna 50 and Adams Central 46, teams that have beaten our squads tonight here from Minden. And so a big, big game there between those two squads. And that currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS. Earlier tonight, the Adams Central girls beat Ravenna 55-46. Here, the Minden girls won a low-scoring game over Wood River, 30-28. Hallie Bauer had 10 points, 8 points, and 13 rebounds for McKenna Tenbentel, 8.7 rebounds for Bailey Muller. For Wood River, they were led by Kelly Bossert, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 8 points for Lacey Wodicheski, 6.7 rebounds for Morgan Fisher. Sub-districts begin next week. Wood River will be playing Centura in a very competitive, that'll be a tough first-round game for each of those. The conference rivals will play at 7:45 on Tuesday in their sub-district. Grand Island Central Catholic will take on the St. Paul Donovan Trumbull winner on the other side of that sub-district. And for Minden, they will take on 16-3. They're going to end up taking on Kearney Catholic in the first round of sub-districts. The Stars are 19-1. Ranked second in C2, Minden 16-3, ranked sixth in C1. And you'll be able to hear that game from Lexington right here on Classic Hits 98.9 Tuesday at 7:45. The winner will then advance on to the Thursday district final, which you'll be able to hear as well against either Southern Valley or Gothenburg or Cozad, the other teams that are in that sub-district. Well, Shannon Lovin has not made his way back into the gym, so looks like we're finish up a couple more things here and tell you that. Don't forget, tomorrow it is going to be Amherst at Elm Creek, girls at 6:30. And then we will have the boys at 8 o'clock. Also, we will tell you that we've got ESPN Radio tomorrow, Kearney High at Lincoln Southwest, 5:45 and 7:30. Saturday, all seven games from the Heartland Hoops Classic, including Wood River SEM, that's the first game, Weeping Water Ravenna, Adams Central Kearney Catholic, Axtell Ewing, Grand Island Central Catholic plays the ball game at 4:30. Also, Shadron Ralston and Hastings St. Cecilia and Omaha Scott, Central Catholic playing Gretna, of course. And we've got all those games Saturday here on KKPR. Saturday, it's the D3 District Wrestling Finals getting underway at 2 o'clock from Amherst. And then don't forget, if you're a wrestling fan, to join us for our wrestling rally Sunday, which begins at 3 right here on Classic Hits. That is a recap of all the districts. We'll recap with the area coaches. We'll talk with them live. We'll talk with a few of the state wrestler qualifiers. I know Minden's going to be there. We always talk with Coach Waddington from Wood River, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, all the schools in the area, and give you the matchups and recap what happened in the district wrestling tournament. And then sub-districts next week. And, of course, also complete coverage, the best coverage in the Tri-Cities from the state wrestling tournament, including live coverage of all the semifinals next Friday from the Quest Center in Omaha. And for Coach Shannon Love and Andrew Schwenke, got banged up earlier in the game. We kind of told you about that. And right now he is getting looked at by the doctor, and we understand that that is where head coach Shannon Lovin is. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see Shannon. Of course, we'll be doing the same sub-district for the boys at Minden and Southern Valley and Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic and Cozad in a couple of weeks. So we want to thank again all of our fine sponsors and, of course, to the folks here at Minden, Carl Ashman and his crew, for their hospitality. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. If it's time to think spring, then Misco's has the track shoes you need. If you're thinking baseball or travel basketball, how about uniforms and travel bags from Misco's? And little kids wrestling begins. Headgear, knee pads, shoes, and singlets at Misco Sports, open 7 days a week on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. Minden sweeps the doubleheader here at home tonight. The girls win it 30-28. The boys win it 53-38 over Wood River. This is Doug Dew saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Elm Creek.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.